Young Pro-Life Women on Amy Coney Barrett, Role Model for the Woman I Want to Be. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 28, 2020. Young women who bring the pro-life message to their college campuses and to Washington, D.C., shared with Breitbart News their emotions as Justice Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed to the Supreme Court, and why she is a role model for them. The young women are members of the SCOTUS Squad of Students for Life of America, SFLA, and its political action arm, SFLAction. The squad rallied outside the Supreme Court during Barrett's confirmation hearing, dressed in judges' wigs and robes to counter the abortion industry's Handmaid's Tale fictional characters. Justice Amy Barrett is a role model for me because she exemplifies what a true pro-life feminist looks like and can achieve. Melanie Salazar, a student at the University of Texas in San Antonio, said in remarks to Breitbart News. She embraces her femininity, fertility, and motherhood. She earned her education, entered into the workforce, and is now appointed to the highest court of the land. Salazar, who is majoring in communication with a double minor in Spanish and civic engagement, addressed the narrative of the abortion industry that women must have unfettered access to abortion in order to be economically successful. In 2015, political commentator Robert Reich made his economic case for Planned Parenthood in a column at Newsweek when he wrote, "Public investments in family planning, enabling women to plan, delay, or avoid pregnancy make economic sense, because reproductive rights are also productive rights. When women have control over their lives, they can contribute even more to the economy, better break the glass ceiling, equalize the pay gap, and much more." Amy shatters the pro-abortion narrative that women need abortion to succeed, because she shows that actually we do not need abortion, Salazar said. "Truly, I believe this is what the first wave feminists who won the right for women to vote 100 years ago fought for." She added that, as a Catholic, she has further admiration for Barrett for her grace and steadfast faith in Jesus Christ no matter the persecution that came upon her in the days leading up to her official confirmation. Fernanda Urbina, a junior at the University of Texas at El Paso, where she majors in criminal justice with a minor in legal reasoning, said she is both a Catholic and hopes to attend law school after she graduates from college. "Justice Amy Coney Barrett is an example of living in faith and allowing the dogma to live loudly within you," Urbina said, referencing Senator Dianne Feinstein's DCA questioning of Barrett in 2017 about whether her Catholic faith would disqualify her from carrying out her duties to serve on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. Feinstein created an uproar among Americans of faith when she said, "The dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country. You don't have to renounce your beliefs to be successful in law," Urbina said, adding, "Amy Coney Barrett is an example not only to me, but to any young woman out there who has dreams of a family and a successful career. She is the living proof that you don't have to give up a part of your life if you work hard. She is the youngest Supreme Court justice and she has 7 young children. As a hopefully future attorney, Amy inspires me and is a role model for the woman I want to be. She is making the foundation for young women to succeed in the law." Grace Rakicevsky, a music education major at Westminster Choir College in New Jersey, told Breitbart News she is accustomed to being in the minority when it comes to my political beliefs. "I have plenty of practice defending my pro-life views," she explained, and praised President Trump for choosing Barrett as his Supreme Court nominee. Rakicevsky said she admires Barrett for her scholarship and the respect she has earned from both her students and colleagues at Notre Dame Law School. Additionally, she applauds Barrett's devotion to her family and her Christian faith. "The abortion industry has been pushing a false narrative on women for generations, telling them that they are incapable of raising a child and having a successful career," she asserted. Amy Barrett shatters their narrative, which is why her confirmation has been so strongly opposed. Amy exudes professionalism and confidence and is truly a powerhouse in every aspect of her life. Mallory Finch, who earned her undergraduate degree in diplomacy and international relations, is completing a master's degree in law at Regent University with a concentration in human rights and the rule of law. Finch said to Breitbart News, "As someone who aspires to one day be a wife and mother as well as continue to walk in my purpose, just as Barrett is an example of the woman I aspire to be. She chose not to compromise her morals and values or family to be successful in her career, she added. She exemplifies how we women do not have to go against God's design for our life to be successful in our career. She is a wonderful example of all that women can do. Kristen Hawkins, president of SFLA and SFLAction, reiterated that Barrett is a role model for a new generation. She is inspiring the pro-life generation with her story of rising to the top of her profession while embracing home and family, Hawkins said. The abortion mentality that forces a civil war into women's lives between their careers and relationships must be confronted with the stories of women who embrace both. And Amy Coney Barrett continues to do just that, the pro-life leader added. Women don't need abortion to succeed.